Welcome to the Pin Eye Arcade Staff Podcast, and today we have with us
Robert Koo of Penny Arcade.
It's pronounced.
I do all sorts of things here.
Wobbert.
Wobbert?
Or Wobbert.
Yes. All right.
You're pronouncing it wrong.
Josh Wobot. Likes to talk baby talk to me for some reason. I don't know what that means.
Wobot.
We have Dave.
Gavin.
Dave Allen. I'm going first, Gav. It's me.
Gavin.
The first one.
You're not first. Robert went first.
Okay. This is Robert Koo.
TV's Dob Sherman. Dobry Graham.
I'm Kristen. I'm here.
Where is the...
I'm Mike. I am here. And this is Robert.
Kristen's coming to us live from Canada via satellite.
That's true.
That's not live.
Via satellite.
The opposite of live.
Well, she's live to us.
Yeah. That's not true.
Her responses
on an iPad.
Weren't pre-recorded. I don't think you know what live means.
Live means the same time.
I am not on an iPad.
Anyway.
You're just hearing me on an iPad.
Not anymore.
She's dead.
Now you're underwater. Are you drowning?
She's coming to us live from the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
That's why my hair is blue, because I'm drowning. And I have a cold.
Zoidberg.
So, today is the third installment of our shitty games that you like to play.
Okay, so the way that you had presented this topic to us was, mm-hmm. Think of games are your guilty pleasure games.
Okay.
That's how I took it.
Not necessarily bad games, but
yeah, not
like
necessarily
games
like
that
terrible games.
But games that you wouldn't
It's
games that you don't want to necessarily talk about to your friends.
Well, or that just know aren't that great, but you just
like
playing the
when
stupid
Dave
things
and I
anyways.
Have private listening sessions in his office to music.
But we're gonna talk about them anyway.
We're just trying to clarify.
So who'd like to go first?
Well, a couple of things. So first of all, I guess like something that qualifies that wouldn't be like, I'm going to sound kind of douchey, but
I only play JRPGs.
But honestly, at this point right now, like every game is a guilty pleasure game.
That's
like,
not
I
true.
We just don't have time
that's
to
not
play
a,
games.
That's not.
I feel guilty. When I'm sitting there.
When you experience pleasure.
Yeah, when I'm playing a game at this
point.
This
sounds like something you want to talk to with your therapist.
Look.
This might not be the right venue.
I am merely saying that, you know, the dirty secret of the game industry is that generally the more in-depth you get into the industry, the less games you actually play. It's just like, you know, your passion is games, and therefore you throw a lot of your life into your work, and therefore you don't have time to play a lot of games.
That's an interesting take on it.
I stopped reading all games press.
I agree 100%, and I get exactly what Robert is saying. I don't have time to play games anymore.
Yeah.
So when I am playing a game, it's probably something that I'm embarrassed with.
Yeah.
Which I'm proud of.
Because you're neglecting your family and your friends and your coworkers.
Who miss you and love you very much.
Exactly.
They'll miss you at the bottom of the ocean.
Dave and I were talking about...
We're trying to distinguish...
I don't play many games either.
I'm trying to distinguish childhood nostalgia to a game that you eventually learned was really bad.
Right.
Because we both had positive experiences with the game Shaq Fu.
Absolutely. I traded in a bad game to buy Shaq Fu.
Wow. That counts.
But when you're a child, your purchase decisions don't really matter. Because you bought it with your allowance, and now you're going to play it.
Yeah, you're going to like it.
It doesn't matter how bad it is. You're going to spend the next 60 hours of your childhood.
But how did you not know that was bad? Everybody knew that was bad.
Because I was like
immediately, everybody
seven.
Knew that was bad.
Because Shaq was rad. Fighting games are pretty cool.
Dude,
and
Shaq
they had
was
a really,
my favorite basketball player. I had all
really
his
good
cards
sound effects.
Stuff.
The whole point behind
I beat it as Beast. He was blue.
The whole point behind license game is that generally, historically, that they are purchasing the goodwill of a person like Shaquille O'Neal in exchange for shilling a piece of shit, right?
Shaq has never let me down.
I mean, that's just sort of the equation.
Do you remember that awesome movie? What was it called? You know what it was.
Which one? Steel? Kazam?
Kazam, that was the one.
I mean, I keep going.
Kazam was fantastic.
That's all I remember now.
Kazam was
there's a babysitting one, wasn't
anyway,
there?
I hope not.
We decided that those games don't count because you're too young to understand that they're bad. And even if you do understand that they're bad, you play it anyway, not because it's a guilty pleasure, but because you are 8 and you have no money. And
so you wouldn't play it now?
No.
Well, if I did,
it'd be for nostalgia.
Yeah, it would be
like that doesn't count.
Guilty pleasures; these are uninformed pleasures.
Yeah, nostalgia is
ignorant
a totally
pleasure.
Different.
I think nostalgia
animal.
Could be a form of pleasure.
Yeah, but I feel like that's not guilty pleasure.
And then it's like my second Super Nintendo game I ever got. I had a selection at Toys R Us. I remember when we got the system, or like a month after we got the system, my dad allowed me to choose one game, and it was between F-Zero and Ultraman. And for some reason, I chose goddamn Ultraman. And I probably spent 60 hours, because it was my second Super Nintendo game that wasn't Mario World, so I was sure. going to play it as much as humanly possible. And I think even as a kid, I knew that was a bad game, but I still just kept on playing it because it was the only option.
Bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. So that one I'm aware of, but I just needed to do it. But there are games that I treasure, like Super Nintendo Hook, that I think that was a good game. It was only good because I played it a shitload, though. Did any of you guys play it?
Mm-mm.
Hook.
No.
Okay. It's pretty great. Robin Williams.
Here's
you play as Robin Williams.
Hook's but, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Right there. That's a no-go for me.
Okay. Never mind. Someone out there.
Well, okay. So do any of us... I'm curious because when I read the question, the query of yours, which was, you know, a guilty pleasure game that you go back to, I can't think of a game that I like go back to that's bad.
Oh, I have some.
Not necessarily a game, but a type of game, maybe.
He also said considered bad.
Like here. I will give you, since none of you listen to the podcast.
I don't think it has to be statistically considered bad.
I will give you
by popular perception.
Whatever the
no,
people
because
say.
Easy it like ones. This. Your guilty pleasure music could be
mine.
Taylor Swift, because you're a person that wouldn't traditionally listen to Taylor Swift, right? And it's a guilty pleasure to you because your friends would perceive it as embarrassing. But obviously Taylor Swift is a world-renowned
why
artist.
Why aren't you diving across the table in
I
anger
think
right
that Taylor
now?
Swift is great, which well, would be a guilty pleasure artist
okay.
for me.
So I guess... For me, clearly, I mean, this is well documented, that there's a lot of people, even though there's a lot more people, frankly, but there's a lot of people that think Final Fantasy VIII is shit. But as far as, you know, the nostalgia value and clearly their sales numbers, everyone thought that VIII was still great, all right? And I will always go back to that. And every remake that they'll make, I'll continue to play it.
It's like if your guilty pleasure is eating chocolate cake. It's not because people think chocolate cake is bad. It's because you don't want people to know that you're eating chocolate cake.
Every day.
Every day for dinner. A whole cake.
Gavin, would you like to say something?
Mine's Donkey Konga.
Donkey Konga.
My cake is Donkey Konga.
My cake is
Colonization and Pharaoh and Caesar 4 are my guilty pleasure games. And I play them when I'm sick.
I don't know what
and I need to be snuggled and held by a game that has nostalgia value for me. And I have to find an emulator so that I can download it and technology. And those are my guilty pleasure games. Games that have no business being played on modern technology whatsoever. But that make me feel good because they make me feel like a kid again. Those are my guilty pleasure games.
Was one of those Pharaoh, did you say?
Yeah, Pharaoh. Like, you know, like a world isometric world builder. It was basically just Caesar reskinned Egyptian style.
I think Jerry
and Cleopatra,
mentioned that, like,
the
years
expansion
ago.
Pack, played that to death too.
That has a really good soundtrack,
awesome
right?
Games. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about Egyptian theology playing those games. They were great.
I was going to talk about Sewer Shark.
That's a good example,
right?
Because that game is garbage.
That game, but when I played it, I loved it. I had a good time.
But you could tell it was bad.
I don't think so.
No.
What?
I was no, you're middle. Saying when you played Sewer Shark for the first time, that was the first time like
you
video
saw
was
FMV.
Integrated.
No, I could tell it was horrible. It was dumb. But
you guys are wrong. Josh,
Josh is
something
right.
To play anyways.
Right.
How could
God,
you not
I forgot
see
about that.
That.
Shit, Dave, I'm sorry. We're wrong.
Yeah, we don't have nostalgia for
it. Let me guess. You also thought that shitty 3D... game that was projected in a 3D space. You thought that was good too?
Well, there was two. There was the Western one, Time Traveler one.
Oh God, I'm
in the arcade.
Something Zero.
Yeah,
something Zero.
The hologram.
Yeah,
I don't remember the name of it.
I'm gonna remember.
I'm curious.
But you didn't
hey,
think that was good, did you?
Give me a second.
No, I didn't think.
No,
that was
good. See, there you go.
But
it was fantastic exactly technology, but
it
was.
It was on the same
stupid
vein, like in terms of its gameplay.
Texas
as
Zero, is that right? Texas something Zero.
Yeah,
like Time.
Time something.
Yeah.
Josh, I have a question for you. How do you feel about that during this podcast, Gav is playing Pocket Planes?
I'm currently playing one of my guilty
might
pleasure
be
games.
Yeah,
that game is
guilty. Anything
by not great.
No, it's a great game. Here's how I treat I don't think
I
it's
tried
a,
it.
I don't think it's
like,
a bad game. Yeah. I think it's a great game. The reason I think it's great is clear by the fact that I just started playing it again, even though I haven't touched it for like since it came out. And I played it hardcore when it came out. But I think I call any game I play on my phone, I consider junk food game. It's a game.
Yeah, most of those games are.
It's a game that I play, but I don't play in the same way that I play other games. Like I play it because it's fun to feel the little accomplishments and stuff, and it passes the time. And a lot of these games I play because Taylor can play them too, and so like it's like a game that we can passively play together. Mm-hmm. And it's not like skill based. I like that it's just sort of like, you know,
management
progression. But I also like to rope my friends into it, and so I made Jamie and Dave download it yesterday.
Yeah, I guess on mobile I play Spell Tower.
You like all those Kairosoft games?
I used to, but I stopped after a while.
Yeah.
Well, all the good ones you beat.
Yeah.
It's too bad. They could have done something.
I still play Sushi Spinnery sometimes. Kairosoft games were a lot of fun for that sort of thing.
I'm going to translate. She said Kairosoft games are great. In case no one heard her.
I have a...
Yeah, Sushi Spinnery.
I have a game that Josh would probably qualify as an actual guilty pleasure game in that it is a game that is understood to be bad, but okay. I played willingly, and it happens to be a licensed property. When the Wii launched, it launched with an Avatar The Last Airbender game, which was atrocious. I beat that game. I like completionist beat that game, but I fucking love Airbender. And so I just kept pounding A to kill wolves, and it was, the controls were bad. It was like, it still had the kind of bugs in it where every now and then you'd just get stuck on like the geometry or something. But like, I just tolerated it. I tolerated it and I beat it and I had to, and I enjoyed it. And it was like a launch title for me too. Like that was one of the first games I played on it.
So Faelar, we haven't heard from you yet.
I guess because I've got the atom bomb. Of guilty pleasures.
Oh, so it's going to end the podcast.
Yeah. LARPing.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
I think
I'm getting the nod from Josh. I knew I would.
I feel bad for you. No, I'm kidding.
That's true.
Yeah.
I want to leave now. I don't want to sit next to you anymore. I might catch it.
Yeah. It has not a great reputation online, I would say.
Oh, my God.
But it is super duper fun. So
is Pokemon
That is my guilty pleasure, even though I haven't done it in like 10 years.
Is Pokemon our guilty pleasure game?
No, like that's
yeah,
that's
I don't know. I mean,
critically acclaimed.
But I don't consider it has to be bad. Like I said, traditionally the term guilty pleasure refers to just something that you feel guilty for enjoying because of the context of it, not because it's bad.
Mm. Like, because it's
okay,
bad.
But it's so perceived bad
yes,
for some reason.
I feel guilty because
you don't want other people to know.
Like, we are grown ass adults, and we're playing a game that is very popular with a youth demographic.
We make an excuse every time that we go buy Pokemon cards to the counter people of like, oh, we're adults now. We got money, unfortunately.
That's true. We do constantly.
There's a guy there that plays Netrunner League that occasionally will sell us the cards. And like, I feel so ashamed buying Pokemon cards from a guy that I play a more civilized, I don't even know,
game. Adult.
A game that 8-year-olds can't play necessarily.
Well, I don't even have a game to redeem me. I only play Pokemon.
Yeah. So that's TCG, not necessarily any other forms of Pokemon.
Yeah, LARPing. I can see that. I can see how that wins the day.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I hadn't even considered it.
I hadn't thought about it at all.
It's pretty great. You'd love it.
I think that if I allowed myself to love it, I would, but I think I'd get caught up with embarrassment. A little bit. Maybe. Maybe not.
Not really.
Did you go to the Ren Fair?
No.
With Levin and I?
No. I've never been to.
You don't strike me as a person who particularly cares about others' perceptions.
I mean, it's there.
Oh, Gavin.
Gavin.
Dave and I are the kind of people that don't look like we care, but care very deeply.
Oh, really?
Hey.
Wow, it's getting real talk time.
I just want both of you to know that I think that you're great. I love you both.
Yeah.
Do you want to LARP with me?
No, absolutely not, loser.
Never. Don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah, my story, Gabe.
All right.
Cam, can you believe this guy?
I would try it out. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm there.
Wait, Pokemon LARPing?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Half the people that join are playing as Pokemon, and they can only say their name.
Actually, a Pokemon LARP would totally work.
You say Pika Pika?
Yeah.
That would be embarrassing. Holy shit.
But then you can do like the Pika Pika lightning bolt.
And like, yeah, exactly. And then the way that Gav plays is the force breeding type situation, which kind of would.
It's not forced. You just, they hang out and then an egg appears.
You call it the fuck barn.
No one knows how the egg got there.
You call it the fuck barn. Is that true?
We do call it the fuck barn. Because it's so funny. Oh, we're bad people.
Anyway.
I'm just keep playing pocket games.
So. Can we transition off this topic a little bit?
Where are we next thing? Psychology?
I want to talk about PAX since PAX is
soon.
We are moving in
impending
in 9 days,
mm-hmm.
and that's terrifying. But I'm curious, like, what's everyone excited about for PAX this year?
Acquisitions Incorporated.
Always. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that.
I get super pumped for Chris's like intro animations to the point where like yeah. when I'm watching. When I'll be watching this year's, mm-hmm. I'll be thinking about in my head which bits seem like strong enough and funny enough that I'll be like, oh man, I can't wait to see how Chris animates that. Like, I'll think that while watching it because of how much I enjoy his little takes on the recaps.
What happened? What was the most recent thing that happened? We're talking East.
Right. East was
that
the
one where they
room.
Moved around the rooms, right?
They went Baldur's Gate franchise location.
That'll be good.
They released the video.
Bye Before You Die. Bye. Remember that. Before you
you gotta check out the animation. It just Jeff put up the link this morning. It's fantastic.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, it's out there.
We get to watch it here first. Damn it, it's now I don't feel special.
Chris well, lives, hey. Like in next door.
Well,
to
he
you.
Didn't say anything.
We have
to
lunch
me.
With Chris like every 5 weeks.
Yeah,
we should ask him more often.
I'm excited for pins.
And yeah.
Kim Swift story time. That's what I'm most excited for.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Kim Swift story time. That'll be cool.
Oh yeah. That's going to be great.
There are so many good pins this year for Penny Arcade. Like, I cannot believe the quality and variety of exhibitor pins that Penny Arcade has for this show. It's like a bumper crop. And I want to trade all the pins.
She's not wrong.
What about you, Josh?
I'm excited to see Starbucks. And
like the coffee
the lines
shop?
The lines, that's all I get to see. I don't get to see anything.
He just gets to wait in the Starbucks line.
That's pretty much it.
Oh,
we
my
don't
god
get to
I'm
see
excited
anything.
To see if the PSL launches in time for PAX like it did last year.
The what?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh my god.
I was trying to get video game with it.
So no, of course
PlayStation
not. No.
Light.
I bet
some
Kiko
kind
would,
of league. I don't know.
Kiko would feel me on that. I guarantee it.
I promise you, yes.
Isn't it available all year?
No. It actually isn't.
Oh
the
yeah, they did stop.
The peppermint syrup is available all year. But I still only drink them seasonally.
Yeah.
I like it to feel special.
Hey, good. Dream a world where Mordor gets a pumpkin like the make.
Dude, right. I will dream
should
that dream.
Should explain Mordor.
Yeah. We're going to tell them. Have we talked about Mordor?
Yeah, we have.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have. It's the coffee shop.
It's our favorite coffee shop.
Oh. Got it.
There's this place in Magnolia that I used to go to when I lived there that had homemade pumpkin syrup that was so fucking good. It made me stop drinking the Starbucks ones because it was like a block from the Starbucks. And if given the choice between the two, it's like, obviously I'm going to have the homemade syrup.
I am excited for Kim's story time. I'm excited for the Mike and Jerry stuff since I was the one that got to choose all the questions. I get a little insight.
I'm always excited for those. Like it feels goofy, but the stuff I'm always most excited for is like the stuff that Mike and Jerry
the
do.
Traditional stuff.
It's very entertaining.
I'm really excited for, and this hasn't been announced publicly yet, but who knows if it will by the time you get this podcast. When does this go live?
ASAP.
Anyway,
tell us anyway, Robert. Spoiler.
I will. Spoil it. And we're not going to, we're going to announce it later this week or maybe early next week, but we are doing a little test thing called the PAX Arena, which is we're holding on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 independent, just really large-sized Rocket League tournaments. And we're talking, I think on the first day, we're going to test it out with 64 teams. And then the next, then Saturday and Sunday, if we have enough time, we'll scale that up to 128 each. But then every day, there'll be like a new winner crown. So, and you get these really awesome, like custom packs, Rocket League PlayStation 4s. That we got done through Colorware, and for those that remember, I think it was back in 08. Is that when it was, Josh, when we did the other Colorware consoles?
I don't remember that.
No, it was back. No, it was still in. It was still in Mainbauer, so it had to have been like 06 or 05 or something like that. But anyway, and they are really sweet. And once people get a chance to look at them, I think they're gonna flip out. And it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be free to enter. You know, the semifinals and the finals are gonna be streamed live on the internet, and it's gonna be a pretty cool deal and a very interesting experiment. And I'm excited to see how that goes. So if you like Rocket League,
love it.
Go to the Paramount
and practice first.
Practice first. Go to the Paramount. Yeah. There's going to be 2v2. Go to the Paramount every morning at 10 and sign up.
Can you pick your own partner?
Yes. Yes.
PYOP.
You have to pick your own partner. But yeah, those are things really exciting. Oh, and I'm really excited for the final round of the Omegathon.
I don't know what it is, and I like it. Yeah. I like not knowing.
I know.
I make it a point.
I know.
I only like asking 30 minutes before so I don't accidentally step in fire or something.
That only happened once.
All right?
When Jamie walked up to the stage to take a photo and you almost like tackled her.
Your dad tackled.
Yeah. And you used dad voice to tell her to sit down. And that's when we were all like, what happened?
God, thank God you're on your toes.
Don't die. That's all. Don't die.
That was amazing. I love how you thought people were going to leave. That was like supposed to send them out. And then everybody just sat there.
Fire kept happening.
Well, and they're used to fire shows. You get that awesome fire show right outside every night.
Yeah. It's just going to be like, all right, cool, man.
Awesome.
End of the show. But, you know, guess not. What about you, Kristen? Oh no, you already did your pins. What about Dave?
I'm excited.
I'm Kin Swift story time. I'm super keen about that too.
Yeah.
I'm excited for. It's weird. I'm excited to see reaction to some of the new merch that we're gonna have.
Yeah.
Obviously, can't talk about it right now, but I just want to see. It's not even that big of a deal, but I just want to see how people feel about some of the new stuff that we're trying. I'm excited to get some time in tabletop to glance around to see some stuff because I'm pretty recently into all that nonsense. And I'm excited about that. I don't know.
You feel guilty about that? Like it's a guilty pleasure?
I don't think that's a guilty pleasure. I don't feel guilty
about
it anymore.
You did call it nonsense, though.
Mm. I know. Mm. As if you were trying to hedge your comment of liking it by like, oh, I'm joking. It's nonsense.
He curbed his enthusiasm.
I think I was trying to curb the fact that I would be, instead of busy taking photos the entire show, actually looking around at the show.
Oh.
Most of my things that I look forward to at PAX have to do with like my friends' interactions.
Friends.
Like I'm looking forward to eating at the Daily Grill an embarrassing number of times.
I've never eaten at the Daily Grill.
Oh, we make it a tradition. It's like our fallback. Whenever we're like, where do you guys want to eat? Oh, well, this place looks full. Daily Grill? Okay. Mm. Where everybody always says yes. I'm looking forward to Taylor being here.
Cool.
And it'll be 1 year anniversary the week after PAX.
Yes.
So PAX was our first date last year. So it'll be anniversary of our first date.
That counts. That's a thing.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Oh, hey. For those that did not see, well, obviously, most of you do, but Levin got a full-time gig at Motiga.
Yeah.
Which means that the chances of Motiga versus Penny Arcade table tennis match have increased just that little bit. And that also would mean that potentially, you know, it would be me versus him. Likely.
Yeah. Doubtful that anybody will surpass him,
no,
considering they are all like getting together and learning and stuff.
Yes. Apparently they're all really excited about it. But Livin's telling them they're not ready yet.
Well, I don't think they are. You can be excited about it and still not be prepared. But he also has the inside track where he knows what they're up against, whereas in the past, a lot of our opponents...
I don't think they understand how seriously the group takes it.
I think that when you play like basement, you know, ping pong, and you're used to playing other basement players, that you can be the best in that group.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come and play like you and Kiko and like Eric and stuff, like you guys take lessons, you take it very seriously, and it's not basement.
No.
And that makes it a lot harder.
Eric Bronham had a friend that...
Oh, yeah. He brought that guy. His name's Justin,
in.
I think. Right?
Yeah. And I think he works at Amazon. And apparently they had gone out the week before and, you know, they had played before. And the guy was like, oh, he was talking a lot of shit to Eric. saying, he's like, yeah, you know, I've won a lot of, I've won like a lot of bar tournaments and whatnot. And they ended up just finding a table and I guess, Eric, you know, crushed them. And since then now it's like this new rivalry between them, which is exciting because, and you can tell that Eric's gotten a lot better since, you know, he came and since he started. But
screams the same amount. But
he does scream a lot.
He yells a lot.
Oh my God. Lot.
Every time we talk about it.
Yeah.
I usually say that guy yells a lot.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. But anyway, and I know that there's a company up north that is challenging us as well later this year. And so I would imagine we're going to start getting back into the swing of things in the fall. I'll be exciting. Failure, I saw you batting around the other day.
It was Ryan. He's so charming. He's impossible to resist.
He kind of guilts you, though, a little bit, too.
Yeah.
It's like half a guilt thing.
Yeah, and his puppy dogness. Oh, come on. I just want to see what spin looks like or whatever. Yeah. I heard you're really good at spinning.
Well, I was
7 years ago really, or whatever.
Really, really handsome and just great at ping pong. And if you're not busy later.
He's very good at what he does.
Gav, that spot's still there for you.
I don't know.
I know. It's hard to get back on the horse.
But this knee injury, see how that heals.
Well, I don't think the knee would be a problem for ping pong. I can't do impact.
I was trying to make
sports.
An excuse for you.
No, I don't need an excuse. I just didn't want to play.
That's fair. Anyway, so yeah, PAX is in a very short period of time. We're very excited.
Excited for Juicy Cafe.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Josh has had more Juicy Cafe.
I burnt out.
Yeah,
on the juice, are dude. You? I'm all daily girl all the time. Get that DG man. In me.
I've had
get
so,
it in there.
I've had so.
I can't imagine PAX without it.
Yeah, I've had. I'm all for.
I can't
juicy.
Wait to sip a nice, delicious
walk near it.
Starbucks warm smell. Beverage ugh. While watching
all those vitamins.
That raw smell.
Vegetables. Yeah, fucking fresh, man.
Those oatmeal balls with raisins and dates and
honey.
Delicious,
honey.
Those feel like. At one point, they were food.
Now they're
they should be
material.
Food. If they actually
yeah,
cooked them
yeah. Like they
them
took all the leavings of another food that they made and they balled them up, and now they're selling it to you. And I've eaten them.
I respect that.
They made. They're building a second location.
Where?
Top of the
say Redmond.
Can you reveal? Are we embargoed?
It is. Well, let me think. So you know where Blue Acre is?
Mm.
It is. Across the street from Blue Acre.
Oh, this is a boon for you then.
My goodness.
Hmm. Yeah. So, there you
congrats.
Go.
Congrats.
Thanks. Very excited.
I'm excited to see the new Nike store.
Are you it's, I think that.
I can't believe they did it. I can't believe they opened. Like, yeah. Last time I saw it, at Pride,
yes.
It was an open building with cinder blocks.
Yeah, it looked like Godzilla just fucking wrecked through it, and they were still assessing the damage.
They were like, July 2015? And I was like, okay.
Well, they didn't make July. They did make August.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but keep in mind, it originally did say May. May, June, July. And then, but you will, I think, be underwhelmed.
Do they sell Nike SB?
Not that I
saw. Will never go there.
But keep in mind, I would imagine they rotate through shit. No. But it's...
Not genres like that.
The way that they have set things up is very different than what it used to
yeah?
be. Yeah? Yeah, so you should go check it out.
That's cool. Because I don't get to downtown as much now that I live in Ballard. I just stay there. But there's a couple of really good streetwear shops that we go to that sell SB and stuff in Cap Hill. But mm-hmm. I just want Nike to sell it. I just want them to sell like the boutique style Nike shoes.
That's a mainstream play though, you know? That store is a mainstream play. But anyway, all right. So, Josh, anything else?
I don't think so.
Hey, really quick, how do you guys feel about the new wave of idle games? I know this is kind of going back to the major.
What's an idle game?
Idle game is kind of a game that you slightly participate in. It kind of plays itself.
What? Like Fallout Shelter?
A little bit. I think that that's more like Pocket Planes a little bit. Like you have to send people out.
Yeah. Okay, then what is your...
There's like... I Tap Quest or something where all you're doing is kind of like you can essentially you start by playing the game and then you hire people in the game that play the game for you and then you upgrade them.
Oh, I see those.
And then
yeah.
while you're away, they earn you money that you spend to upgrade them further. So it is strictly
no
the idea of progression
no
over and over looped.
No.
And I was like, Giant Bob mentioned it on their podcast of this game called time clickers. And honestly, it's just you click squares and they disappear. You're like shooting them and then you hire people with other guns to do it for you. And I was like, this sounds ridiculous. And they admitted it's horrible. I played like an hour and a half of that game. And then
it was sold to you as a terrible thing.
I know. And that's why this is a guilty pleasure.
And you drank it.
I'm bringing it back, guys.
That kind of shit is exactly the stuff.
I didn't open it for a week and I came back and I earned money that was designated by an alpha. It went over the queue, which was quadrillion.
Yeah, all right.
What
money I had all right. to upgrade my guns.
I don't know any of the words you said. Game, I know them individually, but not in the order.
Yes, that's what you mean. Like Mario, when you would go over the letters, it would turn into like crowns and stuff.
Exactly.
Josh, just wrap it up.
If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-ok.com. Bye.
See you.
Bye.